If you're only using text and images on your product pages, you're missing out on a ton of conversion opportunities. Product videos are extremely effective, and they're not actually that hard to create. You're going to see in today's episode how you could have your product videos live as soon as next week. Stay tuned. Welcome to the e-commerce scale podcast, where we help you take your six or seven figure e-commerce store to the next level. We'll interview industry experts about specific marketing and management techniques you can use in your established e-commerce store. For more information about today's episode and additional resources, visit ecommercescale.com. The podcast is brought to you by helpflow.net. HelpFlow provides a done-for-you live chat service for e-commerce stores. HelpFlow's team will actually chat directly with your website visitors while they browse your website to answer their questions and help them through the order process. HelpFlow works with a wide range of e-commerce stores and guarantees a strong ROI from their service. For more information about their live chat service, visit helpflow.net. That's HelpFlow.net. Your visitors need to be able to learn about your products before they actually make a purchase on your site. But the problem is that image and text about products only really communicate so much. And you know, if you were able to physically show and explain your products to each customer, then you'd definitely be selling more. Video is a great way to do that, but it can be intimidating to create videos for all of your products and kind of confusing. And so in today's episode, we're speaking with Thierry Denis, who is CEO and creative director at H1 Product Video. H1 helps e-commerce stores improve their conversion rate by producing premium product videos for their entire catalog. So he knows a lot about how to make product videos a success for your e-commerce store. And we wanted to bring him on to kind of talk about some angles that you could use to create product videos and to use videos more effectively on your site. So Thierry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Cool.
Very nice of you,
John. Cool. So I'm excited. You know, the first thing that I wanted to understand is what can happen to a store in terms of results if they get videos right? You know, what's at stake here? If you do videos well on your site, what can that do for a business?
Well, every metrics point to something about 150% increase in conversion when you add video to a page. So if you use it well, if it's on the right page, if it's, you know, I would say across the board with all of your product, you know, that's the type of increase you can see. So, you know, 150%, if you turn that into sales, I mean, that's a big growth for any e-commerce company, you know. I think so. I believe that it's really something that e-commerce companies really should jump into. I mean, so there's the sales perspective. Obviously, you know, you're going to make more money, but then there's tons of other stuff that it will also benefit. You know, it will increase the trustworthiness of your brand. It will leave a positive impression to your viewer, to the people who come on your site. People are going to spend more time on your site, so they'll be able to also be exposed to other offers that you have. You know, people like I have other couple metrics if you want, but you know, something like 71% of people leave a positive impression when they see a video. 77% consider that companies who make video are more engaged with their customers. 88% more time on the website when there's a video. 59% of people prefer watching a video over reading text. That's a big one too. You know, when you take a product page, there's always a lot of information on it. You want to put all the specs, the price, all that stuff. Using a video, you know, that a 15-second video can have as much information as 3, 4, or 5 pages of web content. So it makes it much easier and much more effective for your clients to pick and choose and to, you know, just make their purchase decision.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was looking at some of the metrics on your site. And for the listener, we'll include a lot more detail in the show notes on our site. But in terms of some of the metrics, I mean, I'm sold on video. I've seen on some of our customer sites, you know, amazing results before and after they put video. So definitely powerful. Like, let's use a business, you know, you can pick the type of business as the example. But what would be really helpful is to understand, like, what are some of the key things to consider when making a product video. You mentioned like a 15-second video, for example. You know, talk to us about the length of the videos. You know, how should they be presenting the products in the videos? Are we talking about like high production with like, you know, music and animations and text and people talking or something like a host? Like, give us an overview of like what makes for a really well converting and well done product video.
I think simple, straight to the point, short, you know, those are the things that you should focus on. You're not making a commercial there. You know, I think there's a real difference between a product video and a commercial. If you're aiming to promote your brand as a whole, then that's when, yeah, invest into the big production, the actors, the talents, the this and that to show your brand, that your brand has some, you know, real consistency behind it. Now, if you're doing a product video, the goal is really to sell that one product on a product page, for instance, or even on social media, just to bring people to come in to your site, then, you know, keep it simple. You know, people are used to watching a lot of videos. There's tons of content online. When they come to your site and they're, you know, let's say I'm looking for a handbag for my wife. You know, I come to your site, this is what I'm looking for. What I want to know is, you know, the quality of it, what size it's going to be, what color, you know, how it's going to look when she wears it. But I don't need a ton of other information. I just need those. And I need to understand this in a timely manner because I have other things to do and I just want to be able to make a decision quick. So making it simple like that and, you know, giving the possibility to your customers to really understand, you know, shape, size, features, some basic specs in, you know, 15, 30 seconds is the best way. Now, you know, that obviously depends on the type of product that you are selling. You know, if you take a handbag, you know, just showing the product, showing parts of the product, shots of different parts of the product, maybe the product on a model that is just showing the product is enough. Now, let's say you have, you know, you're selling electronics or you're selling a product that has multiple function and that people need to be educated on. Well, that's when, you know, maybe you'll do something a little bit longer, but really the length of the video should be only linked to the amount of features that you absolutely need to features. You know, if there is 5 function to your product and those function are not obvious right off the bat, because I don't know, I looked at this product the other day that was a little bathtub for baby. I just got a baby. And you could, you know, it was a bathtub, so that part of the product I understood, but you could also fold the bathtub in a certain way. You could use it for other things. You could, you know, it was a carryable, and they had a product video, and their product video was a little longer. But it was necessary because they had to tell me about all those features. I could not tell those features from just looking at the photo or even reading the description. I had to see it. And so in that case, you know, it's good that you do something longer. But no big production, you know, just something simple with, you know, plain backdrop, see the product turning or close-ups of the different, you know, parts that are relevant. That's enough. You know, a little bit of text if really, again, you need to emphasize on one feature. I would step away from host. I actually don't like, you know, watching host. I think they take too much time, you know, to go through. So it's kind of a waste of my time when I'm watching a video or a product video with a host. You have those 15, you know, 5 seconds, 10 seconds at the beginning where the host kind of introduce himself or introduce the where we are. And we don't need that. You know, if you just show me the product with a voiceover, you know, that's enough. Even no voiceover if the product speaks for itself like a handbag. Yeah,
I think I'm on the same page there. I think simple and to the point, you know, show us the features, show the things that you can't really show in an image, right? Or a series of images. And so I think that, you know, this has been super helpful so far. Let's move into how to go about creating product videos, because I think, you know, at least for our listeners, they're established e-commerce stores. They're already doing a wide range of marketing for their business. So they understand like video would be helpful. But I think for the listener, they may be wondering, like, do you hire somebody? Do you do it yourself? Like, are there services that do this? Like, how do you go about creating these product videos? So run us through like a couple different options. that a business has to get actual product videos created? Like maybe starting with like the simple, like do it yourself. If you were going to create videos yourself, like what is like the top, you know, two or three things that you would recommend somebody consider if they're going to try to do it themselves or with somebody on their team?
Well, so there's definitely a very, very broad range of ways to produce and costs associated to it, you know. So if you take the free or really cheap way, one thing that I saw coming across in some of really, you know, like Amazon or big e-commerce website was user-generated, you know, videos. That's great because that engages your user. That's great because it doesn't cost you anything. And sometimes, you know, you can get, you know, good information from it. It's great because it's, again, it's free, but the downside of it is that you don't control really the content. You don't control the quality. You don't control how they show your product. So it can be a little bit, you know, complicated for a big site, and it's difficult to have it all, for all your product, because it's dependent on your users to actually review your product. But that's the cheapest free way. Then you have to do it yourself. I mean, every brand can, you know, could set up a little studio in house and, you know, hire a producer, a cinematographer, an editor, whatever, and you know, get some shooting equipment and doing in house. You know, I mean, I think the simpler the better. So if you have like a white backdrop and a camera and some good lighting, then, you know, go ahead and do it in house. I'd say the problem at that point is that it will often cost you a little bit more than you expect. You know, I actually priced it out recently because that's something that I want to tell my clients, you know, how much is it going to cost if you do it yourself? I estimated that it would cost about $200,000 to $300,000 a year to have that in-house production team that does all your products. Plus, you know, some residual cost of, you know, buying the equipment and, you know, setting it up. And that's not counting, obviously, the hassle of having to, you know, manage it yourself, you know, with your own team. So, I mean, it's pretty pricey if you think about it, you know, $200,000. If you have like, I don't know, 10,000 products and you're rotating through a bunch of those on a regular basis, I do believe it makes sense, you know, for like really big e-commerce company. I think it makes sense to do it in-house. But for everybody else, you know, just go out there and find a service that will, you know, that will do it for you. So if you take then the step up, you have other services online that are kind of in between the do it yourself and the service. You have you know, platforms that will allow you to, you know, link the platform to your database, upload some pictures, upload some features and specs, and from those you can create a bunch of videos really easily and, like, you know, broadcast them to your website directly, all that stuff. It's not that cheap because you still pay for the platform. The benefit of it is that you can rotate through different videos often, you know, and you can attach it to your pricing and all that. So that allows for a quick, you know, quick turnaround. But the problem is that I don't think the videos, you know, that come out of it are that great. If you look at Home Depot, they actually do that. On a bunch of their product, they have that kind of videos that are, you know, using photos and text and, you know, just animating those into like a quick 15-30 second spot. And they have that on a lot of their product. It's good because it diminishes kind of the amount of time that the customer needs to make a decision on buying your product or not, which will increase the conversion. You know, and it's attractive because it's different than other brands. So people tend to actually click on the video and stay till the end. But at the same time, it doesn't give me much more, you know, information on the product itself. You know, if I was to look through the page, I would see the photos, I would see the description, I would have exactly the same contents. So as far as time, it's more efficient, but as far as contents, it's the same. So I do believe that the, you know, the future is actually making real videos, you know, because you will have, with a real video, you'll have a sense of depth You'll have a sense of material. You'll have a sense of scale and all those stuff that, you know, you don't really get that well with photos and that you don't get at all with text, obviously.
Yep. That makes sense. I mean, so if someone is going to like do it with their iPhone or something like that, it's like they're going to need a solid backdrop, solid lighting. And there's some risk, I agree with, like it looks kind of homemade at that point, right? And so, you know, for established stores, like it might not even be realistic to like try to just rig that up and figure it out yourself. But also it's like that may not be the brand you want to project is like, you know, these almost professional videos, right? Like you want them to look solid. What about like if they hire... So for a listener, and I know that your service does this, so we're going to talk about that in a second, but you know, for the listener to really understand like the other options, I mean, if you hire a videographer and let's say you have, you know, 10 products that they're going to do, like to have a local videographer that you find on Craigslist or a referral from a friend or something, like to have them come in, shoot the 10 product videos and get you end copies of those for like 15 or 30 second videos. Like what does that run for like just like a standard videographer to do this as a project? Like what type of range are you looking at there?
A few grand, I'd say. So, you know, maybe 3 to 5. You know, again, it depends how you want to shoot those products and how long are going to be the video. It depends on the specs, obviously, you know, because as soon as you're going to do something longer, more complicated, that involves scripting, that involves, you know, a voiceover, that involves music, that involves a talent, all those stuff add up. But I'd say, you know, on the low end, you'll have something about, you know, if you do still want quality, something about 3 to 4 grand. And on the higher end, you'll have, you know, 12 to 15. So it's not that cheap, you know. I mean, it does because it's a one-off project. I mean, you know, for a videographer, it's like 1 to 2 days of their time, you know, and it's setting up the process, discussing in, you know, prior the creative aspect of it and what exactly they're gonna, you know, the clients want to do and all that. So, you know, every time you do that as a videographer, every time you take on a new client and you have to start from the beginning, you know, go through all the creative process again. So that's why it will, you know, it will be slightly expensive.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And that's why I was excited when I learned about your service, because it's so simple, right? Like the style of the videos are professional, to the point. And you make it a very streamlined process. So I feel like to the end user, you know, it's almost like that software you mentioned where it's like you upload your video or you upload your photos and then it kind of goes through and creates these, you know, quote unquote videos based on these photos. But in your case, it's like they're actual videos as if a videographer would have come in and done them for you. It's just streamlined, so it's cost effective. So take us through, you know, real quickly how your service works for a company that has, you know, let's say, you know, 20 products they want to get product videos for. Like, give us a quick overview of like how that would work for them to create basically like 15 second, 30 second, you know, product overview videos for their product pages. Like, how would that work for them?
So basically, just to take you through the, you know, the process and kind of how we thought through the company. Originally, the idea was, again, for e-commerce sites to lower that cost, you know, because most video production is always a one-off and then another one-off and then another one-off, then, you know, costs are high. So one way for us and for the client to lower those costs was to kind of create some kind of templates, which is actually, you know, easier said than done because video is rarely templated. You know, products are different and the specs are different and all that stuff. But I think we found a way, you know, and the listeners can look on the website to kind of see our template and our look. We find a way to, you know, produce something that would work kind of across the board for a lot of different products, different types of product, and is templated enough for us that we can, you know, streamline and make it both, you know, quick and cheap for the e-commerce company to produce some videos. So basically the process is pretty simple. You know, we get in touch with the client. It tells us, okay, well, we have, you know, 10, 20 product, 50 product, how many, however many. Usually, you know, those products are lines of products. You take any e-commerce company, you know, they have either one or several focus, but, you know, let's say it's shoes or it's, you know, handbags, or maybe they have one line of shoes and one line of handbags. You know, they can, what they'll do first is send us one sample of this line of products. We'll shoot it, make sure that we, you know, give them the package that they want. So we'll discuss the package, we'll shoot it, send them a sample, just so that we're on the same, you know, we agree on exactly the look of that video and what it, you know, what it's going to be like once they have the, those 20 videos. And once we agree on that, then they send us, you know, all their products. So 10, 20, 50, 200.
So they're mailing the products to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the, you know, I mean, if you take e-commerce companies, they're used to shipping stuff, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, we don't have to go in, they may not have the space, you know, for us, it's costly to move our equipment and all that to a location. So we have a studio, you know, we're based in San Diego. We have a studio. So yeah, they just send us their product. We shoot it and we send it, we send back the video and then we send back the product.
Wow. Wow. What's the turnaround time on, like, you know, let's say 20 products, like how long does that take from start to finish when they send you the products, you got the creative info of like what they want, like how long are they talking about to have the videos done?
Once we agreed on the first, you know, on the template that I was mentioning, then the turnaround time can be for 20 products, you know, 48 hours. Wow.
That's amazing. So I know you have different price points on the site. Walk us through like what the base cost is so that they can really understand, like for the listener, like how this compares to other options. What are you talking about in terms of a per video cost if they're doing like 10 videos?
So if they're doing 10 videos, so on the website, you can see the cost for 100. So that's the cost that, so it's a little bit less because, you know, we're talking volume there, but for 20 videos, you could expect to be at a price point of for the smallest package of about $150 per video. And that's basically having a 360 and maybe, you know, some quick text on the video. And then the package above that will be at 200 and it's 360, a little bit of text, but then close-ups on the product. And then the one above that will be 250 and that includes a model.
Nice. Nice. So either way, I mean, when you compare that to the videographer, option, I mean, it still ends up penciling out to be a pretty solid ROI, right?
Yeah. I think there's there's a lot of benefit doing it. I think, you know, video will increase conversion regardless of what you do, it will, but if you do it well, it will, you know, it will be a big amount, additional every month. So, and the way we priced it is that we tried to be as close as possible as what it costs to have a product shot by a professional photographer. You know, right now, you know, nowadays a lot of companies are doing that in-house, you know, their shots, their, you know, their white background shots. But if you were to do it with a photographer, a professional photographer, which still a lot of companies really want quality do, it will cost you, it will bring down the cost at about $80 per product, you know. You would have multiple photos, but it's $80 per product of that, you know, around that. So, you know, we're at 150, we're a little bit above, but at the same time, I do believe that you'll get a tremendously, amount of value out of
awesome.
This because now your customers can really understand the product. They can really see it. You know, they have a much better idea of it. And aside from even all those benefits that I previously mentioned, they're going to, they're less likely to return the product.
Yep.
I think for a lot of companies, that's a big thing too, you know, just, you know, dealing with return products, dealing with unhappy consumers, you know, dealing with people calling because they receive something that's not the size that they expected or the quality that they expected or the material that they expected. That's a big cost, you know, in itself. So if you can, you know, reduce this by making sure that what you show them is exactly the product as is and exactly how they're going to receive it, then everybody's, you know, winning.
So before we wrap up, like, are there any other considerations for a store listener or a listener with a store to consider as they start to get their product video strategy in place? Did we miss anything yet?
Well, I think, you know, once you've created those videos, it's great to have a, you know, really cool looking video, but you want to make sure that it's going to be seen and it's not going to, you know, be a burden in your purchasing process. So, you know, make sure that it's mobile friendly, make sure that it reads well on your site. Make sure that you can reuse them or update them easily from your end, not necessarily having to go through a third party. So there's a bunch of, you know, services out there that helps you with that, you know, whether the stuff like Wistia, like Kaltura, Videoli, Appyag, Vinja, a bunch of players that have platforms behind where you can basically upload everything, tag everything, make sure that, you know, everything is in order, and then that is streamlined straight to your site without really having you to manually enter each videos in your site. I mean, if you have 5 products, you can do that manually. If you have 1,000, then that's when you obviously need a system. So yeah, just make sure it's well, you know, it's well structured. And also, you know, keep in mind that there's also services to make those video interactive. You know, maybe you've heard of shoppable videos, things where you have just a little button that say buy here, and you know, they will take the shopper straight to the buying page. That's great. I mean, it makes it easier for everybody and makes it easier for the consumer to buy your product.
Yep. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. So for the listener, we're going to include some stuff in the show notes. We'll include some of the metrics that we talked about, and also some example videos from the H1 site and link you over there. You know, regardless of how you create product videos, it's super important to make sure that the visitor experience on your site is as awesome as possible. And having solid product videos just to show people, you know, what the product is, how it works, you know, give them a little more context than you can do with images is really important. So check out the show notes for kind of a breakdown of some ways that you can go about doing this. Check out h1productvideos.com for more information on Thierry's service. You know, it seems like a really streamlined way for you to get these product videos created. And I think you'll see from what's on the site, like these are high quality videos and the process is just super, super dialed in for his team to be able to do it. So I think they've accomplished that goal of lowering the cost of high quality product videos, but definitely check it out for yourself. And one way or another, get product videos on your site because it's a good experience for your visitors. Thank you so much for your time today, Thierry.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
In the action guide from this episode, we want to recap what you can do to implement the lessons from the episode. Videos can be super effective at increasing conversions on your site. You know, text and images are only going to communicate so much. And so video is really as close as possible to a human explaining what your products do. Couple metrics that we talked about, you know, if people are viewing a product page, they see the actual product video, they're 85% more likely to actually complete the purchase. Another metric showed that 144% more likely to add a product to their shopping cart compared to people that don't actually view the product. So there's a ton of data. There's other things that we'll link to in the actual show notes, but the data looks good to suggest that videos are going to help you improve the performance of your site. So what do you include in product videos? A couple tips that we talked about during the episode. Keep it really, really simple. Focus on the product. Don't make it a commercial. Make it short and to the point. 15 to 30 seconds is a good number to shoot for. Do not make it a long product video that goes into all this detail trying to sell it. Just get straight to the point. Keep it really simple and make it high quality. Show the product with different angles. Zoom in so they can see the quality of the product and some other aspects of it. But just keep it really focused on what people need to know about the product that can't really be communicated in images. And for some examples, feel free to refer back to the show notes. We're going to embed some videos there. So there's a number of different ways that you can create product videos. Creating your own product videos yourself is definitely an option, right? You could create product videos with an iPhone, for example, and we're going to link to a resource from Wistia in the show notes. But some of the tips that they have for creating high quality videos with an iPhone is, you know, shoot the video horizontally. Don't do it vertically because that'll look awkward at the end. You know, use a tripod to kind of keep that video steady. Make sure the lighting's really solid and do a little bit of editing on your computer using something like iMovie. So you can create your own product videos, but you know, you're still going to have to spend some time. You're going to have to spend a little bit of money on good lighting and things like that. And the quality, you know, might be obvious that you made it yourself. So consider that, but you can definitely create your own product videos. Another option though, is to hire a videographer. So you could find a videographer that does this for a living, ask around, try Craigslist, you know, definitely vet them. But you can find videographers that would do this for you. And, you know, they're going to talk about the style you want. They're going to, you know, figure out some scripting if you're going to do narration, which might make it more complicated. And they'll come to your location or you'll go to theirs and they'll shoot your videos. And so the quality can definitely be good. It's going to be better than doing it yourself, but the cost can be huge. Could be $5,000-$10,000 plus, depending on how many products you have. So you can hire somebody to do it, but definitely going to be more expensive. There's also video creation tools and software that we talked about. So there's a number of different tools that we'll link to in the show notes, but basically what you can do is upload existing product images and then use the software to basically create slideshow style products, product videos. And some of them will do, you know, rotation of the images and zooming in on the images. You can add some text and music if you want to. So it's still based on your product images, but you're using the software to create those. So it's going to create good quality, but it's still just images. So I would put that in the do-it-yourself category for sure. The last thing that Thierry talked about was his done-for-you product video creation service. And I think that this is really powerful because it's really the best of both worlds. You're getting high-quality video or high-quality video without the high cost of hiring somebody to come in and shoot it. And so, you know, based on what we talked about, the way it works is, you know, you're going to talk to his team about the project details and the style that you want. And they have kind of some structure for you to choose from. Then you're going to ship your products to their studio. They're going to actually get the videos created within their studio, and then they'll ship the products back to you and give you your videos. They've got a number of additional services as well in terms of like video analytics and that side of things. But you could have the videos back in as little as 3 business days from basically starting off. So it's a really, really powerful service, definitely something to consider. So if you're looking at ways to do product videos on your site, use what we talked about in the post today. You know, go back to the show notes, add some comments if you want to of, you know, some of the ideas you may have, but give product videos a shot on your site, because the results that we're seeing with some of these metrics of, you know, almost 150% more likely to add it to a product cart, you know, 85% more likely to buy after watching a product video. This is something you need to test on your site. So if you have any questions, reach out to us on the action guide, reach out to Thierry. We're going to link to his information and show some of his videos in the actual post, but definitely try video on your site. The results can be huge. Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Scale Podcast. For more information about today's episode and additional resources you can use to take your 6 or 7 figure e-commerce store to the next level, visit ecommercescale.com. Once again, that's ecommercescale.com. Today's episode was brought to you by HelpFlow.net. To learn more about HelpFlow's done-for-you live chat service for e-commerce stores, visit HelpFlow.net. That's HelpFlow.net.